This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Last night, Colorado Parks and Wildlife hosted a community meeting to discuss the Basalt Shooting Range, which has been closed since the Lake Christine fire ignited there on July 3rd. Some community members in Basalt have called for the range to be relocated or closed permanently, but others would like to see the range reopened as soon as possible. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy was at the meeting last night and is here now. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Zoe.
So what was the scene last night at Basalt High School?
It was a well-attended meeting. The parking lot was packed. The auditorium was nearly full. There were a lot of representatives from CPW there, from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, including the director and other kind of top brass. State Senator Kerry Donovan was there, Bill Infante from Basalt Town Council, Eagle County Sheriff and Basalt Fire officials. So a lot of official presence there. It also seemed that the shooting community turned out in force. There was a lot of camo clothing. The man in front of me was wearing an NRA shirt, and also some community members who are not gun owners or advocates. When a CPW official asked for a show of hands of who was also at the last meeting last week, most of the hands in the room went up. So it was a lot of repeat visitors to these meetings. It was a civil meeting. It was moderated by a consultant, Keystone Policy Center, who set the ground rules and aimed to really keep the focus on solutions.
Okay, so what are some of the community's concerns here?
Well, the Lake Christine fire was really the driving force behind the discussion. People in Basalt are concerned and upset that the fire started at the range and threatened homes and businesses in Basalt and Elgebel. It is the second fire to ignite at the gun range, this one apparently by individuals shooting tracer rounds, which are illegal. The last one, which was much smaller and contained on the range in 2012, was started by a discarded cigarette. There are other complaints about the range, too. There isn't a supervisor or a ranger on site. It's noisy. Stacy Kraft, a Basalt resident who spoke on behalf of those who want the range moved, said there are environmental concerns, too, about lead deposits from bullets flowing downhill into rivers and streams. Kraft and others say the range has simply outgrown its current location. They want to see CPW look into alternate locations.
And what did you hear from the other side, from the gun range supporters?
Yeah, hunters and supporters want the range reopened as soon as possible because hunting season is fast approaching. And with the Basalt range closed, it makes it more difficult for them to find a safe place to sight rifles ahead of hunting season. CPW officials noted that it is legal to fire guns on public lands, and they're concerned that the closed range could push people onto U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management properties where it might not be as safe. There were also outfitters at the meeting who say that this has had serious effects on business. So I spoke with Jared Hollinger, who runs Aspen Outfitting Company. He says the range is a critical part of his business. He frequently takes clients to the range for clay target shooting instruction, and certainly that part of the business has suffered with it closed because there really isn't another option close by.
So you mentioned that the focus was really meant to be on solutions.
Yeah.
What are some of the ideas being considered?
Well, people made suggestions on 8 different topics, from location to interim operations, like what to do in the short term, to rules at the range eventually, and they really ran the gamut. On location, for example, people suggested everything from simply move it to simply keep it exactly where it is. But there were also more specific ideas like install fire hydrants at the current range. There are also some people who are advocating for a bigger range. Right now, you can only fire 100 yards. Many hunters want to sight their rifles for longer distance. 200 yards is kind of a key number there. There did seem to be general support for a range officer, someone to oversee the range and make sure that it's safe at all times, though there isn't consensus on how to pay for something like this. It could potentially be a volunteer position.
So when might there be a decision on this?
Yeah, CPW officials tell me there isn't yet a timeline, and that's in part because of the Stage 2 fire restrictions that remain, but mostly they say because they don't want to act until they see this public process all the way through. Their consultants expect to have a report on the community input by the end of the week or early next week.
We've reported that the Basalt Town Council has expressed support for moving the range.
Yeah, they have. And tonight, Town Council is set to consider a resolution that provides both short and long-term recommendations to CPW, who will eventually make that decision. So that resolution, as it reads now, suggests short-term changes, including limiting operating hours, ensuring that there's always someone trained in gun and fire safety on duty, and requiring people to sign in. And those would go into effect as soon as the range reopens. In the long term, Basalt Town Council wants CPW to research 2 alternatives: either relocate the range, which is their preferred course for staff and council at this point, or improve safety, reduce noise, and mitigate environmental hazards in other ways.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome.